Yeah, it was the first one for me, for us. We wanted to be different, and we had to be different because we don't have the money to bus people into the place of the meeting, of the rally. We have to rely on new people coming in, those who will understand and want to hear the message. So our approach is different. It's very unscripted. We did it in the theater where you have the live performances in Tuzla, and about 200 people, 250 people showed up. We had an MC first we started with a classical guitar performance of a young student from Tuzla, who is one of the who has been winning some international awards, and whose teacher is trainer is or instructor is from Tuzla. He did a marvelous job. Then an MC came out and introduced, basically welcomed everybody, and then introduced the next speaker, who is one of the best known actors, Bosnian actors, who is a Serb. He's not a Muslim, he's a Bosnian Orthodox, Orthodox Christian. And who talked about me, but in a theatrical way almost. It was a performance about 20 minutes. And then in that process, he introduced me. Then I showed up, spoke for about almost an hour. And then we had a 4 or 5 minutes question answering session. And toward the end, I introduced other members of the team who traveled to Tuzla with me, as well as those who are locally stationed or who live in Tuzla, mm-hmm. or around Tuzla. And it was, I thought it was good, very good, as a first experience. It was welcoming, it was new, it was different, it was refreshing, it was a totally unusual style for these rallies. Normally here they have 5 to 10 speakers, the candidate goes last, and it's Hollywood production cameras and scripted. They don't even ask questions. If they have any, it's scripted. Somebody is going to say, you're great. Sometimes they pay people to come, sometimes they bring them because they have to, and so on. So I thought it was encouraging. Since then, a lot of good, nice conversations with supporters. The message is spreading. Yesterday we had the first debate. 6 candidates were supposed to come on the national TV. It was taped at noon, played at 8 p.m. at night. 3 came and 3 didn't. 3 from 3 major parties didn't. On the day before, one pulled out, then second pulled out, and the third pulled out because of it. But it was sort of expected because they are the ones who actually brought Bosnia to this place where it is. And so they're afraid of any conversations that could question anything. So they prefer scripted places like rallies where they are only ones speaking. Nobody questions their authority. They say, look, this is what they say. The country is in a tough spot. We need to change the policy. We are the only ones big enough to do it. Even though they are the ones who actually brought it to that point. After the debate, it seems, I was sort of concerned because the person moderating the debate has that neurotic style. Everything has to be end on second, warnings, give you just 10 seconds, half a minute to answer, 30 seconds. So all these snippets. And it was really not my style. I need a longer conversation to explain. And so this was not it. I was really concerned. But in the end, everybody said it was great, performed well. We'll see. then all three of us, it was very civilized conversation because the three of us get along well. We are sort of outsiders, all three of us, and we didn't want to attack each other, nor would we, I wouldn't attack the other three either. I would just talk about solutions. But in the end, we had nice conversations. Three of us went and had a coffee afterwards. We talked about many things and ways to collaborate in a way of understanding the strategy and whatever. Or maybe even combining some efforts and forces to help Bosnia. One of the questions, and I knew at the moment when it was asked, I knew it was going to cause a stir, and it's happening, which is actually good because people now talk about me more than they've had in the past. And the question was, the whole thing was divided into four segments. The first, they gave us a minute to introduce ourselves, then four topics. Each of us leading, just using 60 seconds to explain the position, then 5 minutes for back and forth, following with one session of 1 minute where the moderator would just ask questions for expecting yes and no answer or something very brief and short. And in the end, we all had 1 minute to close. One of those follow-up questions was, do you support same-sex marriage? And I was going third on that one. They asked one candidate, who said no. They asked the second candidate, he said no, emphatically. Came to me. And you have about a split second to actually react. You know that it's a traditional society, very conservative. And you know that the answer, yes, would have been, I don't know, detrimental, but I would lose many potential supporters, but I would gain some. But then when I was thinking, when he asked the question, he was surprised because it was like 3 seconds when it came to me because their answers were no, really quick, it came to me. And I wanted to take some time to think about it, but he didn't have the time. So it's split second thinking. And I decided just to answer the question with not thinking about politics, not thinking about votes, but just expressing my opinion. And also hoping that it would stir the controversy and allow us to, in this country, to start talking about something. So I answered yes. So yes, I would support it. And it surprised the moderator. Just looked at me like, are you serious? You would say that on national TV. I didn't react. I just said, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. And after that, I got people congratulating me, some caution that I need to now get ready for a backlash and think about it, talk about it. So sure, I'm ready with my answer. But that's my opinion. But I'm not afraid of expressing the opinion. So it's going to be interesting. So I have a live feed for Facebook in about, I think it's an hour or hour and a half or so. So I expect other questions to be on that. But I welcome questions and conversation. And so it's going to be interesting. These things always initiate something unexpected. I mean, none of us knew what the questions we knew roughly the topics, the areas, but not the questions. And so I'm learning a lot about thinking split second and knowing that there are consequences of everything you say. And so my answers were different in several key questions. Like the one was, which country would you visit first as a member of presidential council? And the first candidate responded with the U.S. The second responded with the EU, European Union. And it was interesting to me because the first debate, the first campaign rally in Tuzla, before the actual event, we had a lunch, and the son of the, one of the supporters and organizers in Tuzla asked me that question. Nobody ever asked me that question. And I said, you know what, I would love to go to the U.S., but everybody would say you are a U.S. guy. So European Union is probably the message would probably be the first place because they determine sort of the fate. But I also don't want to face the Bosnia, but I don't want to upset the U.S. by going to European Union first. And then I say, well, probably just because the regional superpower, Serbia, is probably the most important for us, I'll probably go to Serbia, just to indicate I want to talk from the position of collaborator, but also a person who will emphasize that Bosnia and Herzegovina is an independent country, has its own position and place and so on. But the guy said, yeah, that's good, that's great, but why not China? And China is present in Bosnia more and more. And we talked about back and forth. And I said, China would certainly be on the list of countries I would like to visit because of the economy, importance of economy. And they have the potential to advance it more than anybody else. And they are interested. I said, that would really be an interesting thing. But that one, it takes time to prepare. You need to bring a lot of people from companies to go with you to make it efficient and effective. Probably takes time, but I think it's a really interesting choice. So as the person was asking the question last night, like yesterday during the debate, I was thinking about it. When it came to turn to me, I was trying to figure out what to answer, and I said China, knowing that that would cause more stir than any other answer. And the guy said, China, why China? And I said, you know, well, because at this time, economy, improving economy is the most important thing for us. China has the potential to do it. And I do want to send a message to the regional superpowers that we have international reach. We don't depend on them. We are here in the position of strength. We want to act in the position of strength. Money talks. The first country is China. That's another thing everybody's talking about. Like, that was such a wonderful choice. It didn't come from me, it came from a question of a very young guy. So anyway, that was the debate.
Via the convenience of being able to see your face on Skype, I see you smile a lot in your response to some of these questions that you get. Is there a sense of satisfaction to be able to share a different point of view other than going with the status quo, because now you're smiling again? I want your feelings on that.
Yeah, I actually like that a lot. Now that I have the opportunity to have the national spotlight, and you see that sometimes maybe that's the change that I need to introduce, just to force people to think differently and at least question, at least to have a conversation. And I think I'm going to use it more and more often. Somebody told me about a month ago, Mirsad, you need to shock the nation because I am not known quantity yet. He said, you need to force the media to talk about you, and that's the shock. Whether it's positive or negative, doesn't matter, just shock the nation. And so maybe this is going to be, I don't know if this is shocking, but it is going to start going the process. And I think I'm going to be able to. I present myself as the one who will question everything and make people think. And I'm going to endorse it, embrace it. I think I'm going to embrace it even more in the future. Whatever I say will reflect what I think. I will never have a populist message. I will not tell them what they want to hear. But if I believe there's an option of two things that I have struggled which one to support or not, I think I'm going to go in the future with a more shocking one, just to have that conversation. But the last night debate, I was really concerned when I left it, but based on the reactions, it was really good, and I'm looking forward. There were going to be two or three more, which will give me a chance to promote certain agenda or present myself as a candidate, and probably even more to shock the nation even more.